Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 A Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Still no announcement regarding Max Clark. He has not been called up yet. Jackson Job did get called up yesterday. And Gator, it has created quite a buzz. This is a guy who some consider the number one prospect, pitching prospect in baseball. And, I mean, Scott, we've been watching. And at most levels, he will settle in and become just a wipeout pitcher. Not so much a Triple-A. He had two appearances in Toledo, went nine innings, gave up 12 hits, five walks. So 12 hits and five walks in just nine innings, struck out seven and gave up six earned runs. But if you look at the formula, minor league stats have little to do with major league success in this organization.
They have almost nothing to do with it.
Yep.
Which is kind of interesting. Unless you're even if you're a hitter, like Wenzel Perez wasn't doing anything in Toledo when the Tigers brought him up.
Yeah. And so here we go with Jackson Job, who, I mean, look, he's hit 10, I think I saw he hit 101.8 at spring training with his fastball. Through his minor league stint this year, he pitched 91 2/3 at West Michigan area in Toledo. His ERA at those three stops, 2.36, 96 strikeouts in 91 2/3, but 45 walks. He's been known to walk people. Gator. Well,
that's new this year, though. He didn't walk anybody last year. So that's like a little, that's a wrinkle this year that they gotta fix.
Iron out?
Yeah, at some point.
That's what you do with a wrinkle.
Gator. You don't fix a wrinkle. Out, yeah. Fix that wrinkle. Okay. No, you're ironing the wrinkles, yes.
So the point is, does he make an impact?
I think he can absolutely make an impact because he's a swing and miss guy because he throws so hard and he's got secondary pitches that have great movement. And I mean, scouts rave about this guy. He's the number one prospect in baseball for a reason. And you think about putting him in a leverage situation when you need a strikeout, here comes Jackson Job, right? He can get that done. So I don't know if he's going to be a guy who's going to pitch multiple innings. Or if he's just a one-inning guy, or, hey, we need to get this last out in the eighth inning. Can he do that? And then, you know, he just pitches to one batter. Of course, that's the only way you can do it is if you get the last out of the inning with new rules in baseball. But I'm so excited about this because, I mean, talking to guys in the morning show, it felt like A.J. Hinch left that door just a little bit ajar when they talked to him about it a few weeks ago and said, you know, what's the plan for Jackson Job? And they, because Scott Harris said, well, he's got to pitch in a minor still, got to pitch AAA. Well, then he got sent to AAA.
Then he immediately got called up to AAA.
And I'm like, okay, well, he's got to go AAA before he comes to the Tigers. Is it still shot? Is that never going to happen? Well, I mean, he's got a lot of things to do, but you know, but he didn't say no. And in the back of my mind, there was like this 3% chance. I'm like, is he ever going to get this chance? I mean, I doubt it. No, come on. That's not going to happen. It's improbable. Well, so is this Tiger season. So it feels like anything is possible with this team. But, I mean, it's I don't think it was the easiest decision to make either with Shelby Miller being the guy who's going to be DFA'd. Now, Shelby Miller has had ups and downs on the season, but one thing Shelby Miller does is get lefties out. Lefties hit 122 against Shelby Miller with a 417 OPS. That's remarkably great. And yet, righties kill him.
Yeah.
And he's a right-handed pitcher, so he's got the reverse splits that don't make any sense. So you're getting rid of a guy who does have value. Now, the value might be from baseball 5 years ago more than it is today because the rules have changed, and you have to face at least three hitters in the inning the whole bit. You're no longer just a lefty specialist. But there's still some value there. So they're giving up on that to bring in the guy who can reach triple digits and get swings and misses.
So the other part of this, though, is, hi, kid, welcome. Here's the baseball. We need an out, and the playoffs are dependent on it. Like, it's a huge ask for a 22-year-old. And people talk about pitchers' makeups and all that. You really don't know how you're going to react in this kind of situation until you're in this kind of situation.
And yet this whole team is guys like that. I mean, maybe not to this point because nobody else has been
called up before the playoffs.
But these guys they're all so young and they seemingly they're not oblivious to what's going on. They know full well what's going on here, but they're young enough to just being enjoying it here. And maybe not knowing any better than to act the way that you've always acted.
I get it. But nobody, this is a different kind of ask. This is a big ask for a really, obviously, an incredibly green
it is,
young kid.
But you're not asking him to come in and pitch game three of the playoffs to start, and we need seven innings out of you. That's not what you're asking him to do.
Well, clearly.
Well, but I mean, it's a huge difference, though, because I think typically you would think if this team hadn't shown what they've shown over the last 2 months where they're using bullpen starts, I think you would assume that he's coming in to start and he's going to have to go several innings, and he's not.
No, if your point is there could be more stressful situations, of course there could be more stressful situations. I'm just saying this is one hell of a stressful situation for a kid to be handed the baseball, and he will likely get handed the baseball sometime in the next six games. But, you know, again, makeup and reaction and maturity level, all those things. I got a kid who's 22, okay? I just keep thinking about that's how old Jackson Jobe is. It is amazing that he will be on the hill in one of these next six games in Detroit with potentially everything on the line. He also could be a guy who gets a Sunday start because they've already clinched and it doesn't really matter. Go eat up some innings and get some experience right now. That would be the best.
That would be awesome.
That would be the best way to use him. So the magic number's at six. Other games we're going to be watching throughout the day. Miami at Minnesota. You know, go fish. Kansas City's at Washington. We're rooting for the Nationals there. Baltimore's in New York. and Houston's at Seattle. Seattle won that game last night, so they're a game and a half back, so they should not be discounted here either. But okay, so now the question becomes, what are you snickering at?
I was doing quick little research there. We had talked about the pitching staff and how guys get brought up and they just, you know, didn't have this great track record. I just looked up three pitchers.
Quickly. You mean what they did in the minors and what they're doing now?
Looking at Kader Montero, Brant Herder, and Hanafy. All three of those guys had ERAs north of five for the minor leagues this year.
Yep.
And got called up, and now they're all like, well, Montero he's got a high four ERA with the Tigers, but that's because the first few starts were awful. Since then, he's been very, very good, save for his last appearance. But the other two guys have ERAs like in the twos.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's unbelievable.
Well, the Fetter effect.
Well, there's a Hinch effect and a Fetter effect and the whole pitching. They've got a lot of guys on a staff they're working with the pitching staff.
Okay, so look. We're to a point where it's first priority is to make the postseason. And we're also to a point where we could look at that and go, what a wonderful accomplishment if they can pull this off. This would be absolutely incredible if they can pull this off. I can't believe it. This is so much fun. But the question is, can they make noise if they get in? Can they be the 2006 St. Louis Cardinals that won 83 regular season games? And oh, by the way, the Tigers have 82 wins right now. Can they be the Colorado Rocky team that came from, I think, five games back to catch the Padres, pass the Padres, win 14 of 15 and make it to the World Series? Like, is this something that's going to carry over? Are they truly the team that others are hoping don't make the playoffs because they don't want to play them?
I mean, they have the best record in baseball since August 11th. Mm-hmm. Why not? It's not like they haven't beaten anybody during the stretch or really games that didn't mean anything. You know, they took four out of six against Baltimore. They took, two out of three against the Yankees? This is a team that has shown that they can play with teams. So why wouldn't you think that if you're fortunate enough to get to the postseason? I would think that their confidence is sky high. Keep going. Why stop? We're just doing what we're doing. We're playing baseball. And they look at it day to day. You can't go on this run that they've been on while looking three series ahead or whatever. You know, they literally look at this one game at a time. And thank God they do, because that's why they're accomplishing what they're accomplishing.
248-539-9797. Tiger fans, we'll get to your phone calls and feedback next. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1.